Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Ourofino Saúde Animal third quarter 2019 conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Jardel Massari, CEO, and Mr. Kleber Gomes, Chief Finance and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio is being presented through our site, ir.ourofino.com, where you will find a webcast third quarter 2019 banner. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this conference call referring to the outlook, operational, and financial goals represent the assumptions and beliefs of the company and are based on information currently available to the company. They are no guarantee of performance as they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino and cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such statements. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Massari. You may proceed.
A good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for participating in our earnings conference call for the third quarter 2019. The Brazilian animal health market, more specifically the production animal segment, has its potential reaffirmed in light of the context of historically higher beef prices and lower grain prices, along with the positive impacts for the Brazilian agricultural sector due to the challenging scenario of the African swine fever, which continues to devastate pig herds in China. According to the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Chinese production is estimated to be 36% lower in 2020 vis-à-vis the year 2018, providing opportunities for Brazil to significantly increase protein production and exports, which is something that has already been happening at a considerable speed in terms of volume. We understand that this scenario will operate as a catalyst for the growth of the animal health market, considering that to meet this additional demand, farmers tend to intensify the search for technologies that may increase the productivity of their livestock. Notwithstanding this, during the third quarter of 2019, the animal health market did not achieve this potential, which we believe is due to a possible insecurity of farmers regarding the macroeconomic scenario, which has also impacted the results we expected from the typical trade fairs in the sector. Accordingly, the production animal segment presented net revenues of 120 million, a decrease of around 6% when compared to the third quarter 2018. Results were also impacted by the concentration of sales at the end of September, exceeding 9 million when compared to the same period of the previous year, and revenue recognition was done at the beginning of October. In the company's consolidated accounts for the quarter, sales revenues decreased by 4%. The companion animal segment increased 11%, but there was a decrease of 6% in the production animal segment, and international operation segment had a decrease of 5%. Results of the international operations segment would have remained stable were it not for the exchange rate. Adjusted EBITDA reached 28 million, a decrease of 8 percentage points in the margin, which also was the result of the 5 percentage point impact on the gross margin due to the increased idle cost at the plant. On the positive side, the generation of cash from operations remained strong, totaling 81 million for the 9 months of 2019. That is to say, 53% higher than the same period of 2018, as well as the good revenue growth for both companion animals and international operations segments. Regarding the future and always in the quest for continuous improvement for our company, we have completed the diagnosis phase and the definition of our strategy in the context of a new strategic planning cycle for Ourofino for the coming 5 years in partnership with EY Parthenon consulting firm. At this point, we reaffirm our position for reimagining animal health as a comprehensive portfolio company with accelerated international expansion in Latin America and a close business relationship with our partners to deliver productivity to farmers and the reassurance of good care for companion animals to pet owners. We have defined a strategy for expanding our portfolio in the production animal segment, as well as for increasing our presence in the companion animal segment by increasing the coverage of the animal health market with the entry into and strengthening of the brand in certain sub-segments. In this context, the project for consolidation of the platform of biological products is under development with investments in research and development following the open innovation model. As regards international operations, we will consolidate our presence in Mexico and Colombia, including a broader portfolio in those countries, which when combined represent about half of the Brazilian market. Our team is committed in implementing our strategic planning process across all of its transformation pillars and defined initiatives so that in a sustainable way, we can deliver value to our stockholders, customers, employees, and suppliers. I would now like to give the floor to Kleber Gomes, who will speak about the financial results for the quarter.
Thank you, Jardel. We will now go on to the financial results. The company had net revenues of 154 million in the third quarter 2019, a reduction of 4% vis-à-vis 2018. For the 9 months, there was a growth of 2%, reaching 423 million. In production animals, the net revenue was 120 million, a reduction of 6% vis-à-vis 2018. In the 9 months, net revenues reached 318 million, with a decrease of 1%. There was a loss of volume offset by price gains. Additionally, the concentration of sales at the end of September, with an additional 9 million, had an impact on the quarter results. Now, otherwise, the net revenues would have been 129 million in the quarter. The companion animal segment had net revenues of 20 million, with a growth of 11% vis-à-vis the third quarter 2018. This was due to an increase in volume, along with an increase in prices. For the consolidated results of 9 months, net revenue stood at 63 million, with a growth of 12% vis-à-vis the same 9 months the previous year. For international operations, net revenue reached 15 million, with a reduction of 5% due to exchange losses. In the 9 months of  2019, net revenues were of 42 million, with a growth of 16%, with a gain in volume and price and a favorable exchange rate. If we don't consider the exchange impact, Mexico had a growth of 12%, Colombia an expressive 26%, while the revenue of other countries remained stable vis-à-vis the same period 2018. I would now like to speak about the gross margin for the third quarter 2019. The consolidated margin was 52%, with an increase of 5 percentage points vis-à-vis the same period 2018. For the nine months, gross margin was 50%, with a reduction of 5 percentage points vis-à-vis 2018. Generally, this reduction of margin is due to a greater idleness at the plant. Last year, we had a revision and an increase in the level of finished products, representing a total of 24 million, enabling us to enhance our gross margin. Production animals had a gross margin of 49%, a decrease of 6 percentage points when compared with the third quarter 2018. For the nine months, gross margin was 46%, with a 6% drop. Once again, the lower use of our production capacity was the cause of this. Additionally, there was a new state decree that made it impossible to accumulate the ICMS taxes. Companion animals had a gross margin of 69% in the third quarter, a gain of 2 percentage points vis-à-vis 2018, reflecting the price gain for the period. In the nine months of 2019, gross margin was 70%, a decrease of 1 percentage point. Once again, this was partially offset with price gains. International operations had a gross margin of 57% in the third quarter, with a drop of 6 percentage points, and it also reflects the lower use of our production capacity and exchange losses in Mexico. We also had a significant sale of the foot and mouth disease to other countries, impacting the margin in the segment. We had a drop of 7 percentage points for the nine months, once again to the lower volumes produced at the plant, with a partial offset by price gains. We will continue with comments on SG&A, investments in research and development, and adjusted EBITDA. Sales expenses added up to 59 million, equivalent to 38% of our net revenue, an increase of 3 percentage points vis-à-vis 2018. For the nine months, we obtained 169 million, equivalent to 40% of the net revenue, an increase of 3 percentage points vis-à-vis the same period in 2018. These results reflect our expenses with research and development, 9 million higher vis-à-vis the nine months of 2018, and an increase of 4% in expenses not diluted due to an increase that we expected in revenues. We also had a provision of profit and results that had been provisioned throughout 2019. Now, once again, we continue investing 70% of our net revenues in research and developing, totaling 31 million. Adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was of 28 million, with an 18% margin, a decrease of 6 percentage points vis-à-vis 2018. For the nine months, adjusted EBITDA totaled 63 million, a decrease of 8 percentage points. These results reflect the losses of gross margin, as mentioned, besides the factors referring to an increase in sales, general, and administrative expenses. I would now like to speak about our net financial expenses for 2019. That amounted to 3 million, a variation of 10% vis-à-vis the same period the previous year. For the nine months, it stood at 10 million. Regarding the average cost of debt, there was a reduction of 7% a year, reaching 6.6% per annum for the third quarter 2019. Income tax and social contribution was of 5 million and 12 million for the nine months, with a tax rate of 35%. I would like to remind you that the Ourofino Pet Company was taxed based on the deemed profit until 2018. But then we also had the impact of losses in international operations subsidiaries that are not deducted from the profit before income. Regarding adjusted net revenue for the third quarter, it was 13 million with a net margin of 9% and decrease of 7 percentage points. For the 9 months, it totaled 22 million with a reduction of 7 percentage points. I would now like to speak about the indebtedness and cash generation of the company. The net debt over EBITDA ratio for the last month was up 2x. This increase is due to the decrease of EBITDA, and we had 220 million in September 30, 2019, compared to 229 million for 2018. 60% of our debt is a long-term debt. For the 9 months, there was amortization of debts and the payment of interest totaling 78 million, CapEx 34 million, and tax payments of 11 million, offset by a robust operating cash generation of 81 million, 53% higher than the 9 months of 2018. I would now like to turn the floor over to the operator for questions and answers. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer. Should you have a question, please press star one. Mr. Barreto from Itaú BBA would like to pose a question.
Hey, good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for taking my question. I would like to understand what happened with the performance of companion animals that is somewhat below expected. Which are the product lines that are weaker? In your initial address, you stated that you had optimism due to the African swine fever, but that this did not contaminate the market, but we saw greater weakness compared to the first quarter. If you could elaborate on this and the performance of production animals. As a second question, still referring to the same topic, as we think about your direct customers, you have the store of farmers and farmers themselves. If you could remind us which is the mix with these two audiences, and what happens when you have a drop in access to credit for these two different customers separately, if the impacts are different.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your question. The first question refers to the reduction in the consumption of veterinary products. Well, this year specifically, most of the companies have a sales volume that is below what was desired or expected. At Ourofino, there is a specificity. Our product line for ruminants, for example, works with concentrated products and others, and this is our own production, and we did not have a significant drop in this in the regions where we have greater incidence of disease. I'm referring to ticks. This is one of the most profitable products that we have. I think that this drop was caused to the mix, our anti-inflammatory therapies, for example, that gave us a much lower margin. We did not have a great incidence this year because of the lack of rainfall. The rainfall is just beginning, and of course, this should lead to an improvement for the end of the year and the year 2020. In terms of your second question, the different audiences, the agricultural stores and farmers, there are no great differences. What happens is due to the macroeconomic expectation of farmers and producers, there still haven't been significant changes in the government policy. This decrease in interest rate will take some time to have an impact, and stores were quite stocked up. They are decreasing their stocks. They're holding back capital. I think that eventually all this will return to normalcy in the coming days. Kleber, this is Kleber Antônio. Simply to complement your question on our mix of customers, Our direct sales to farmers practically do not exist. We know that the volume is quite small, except for the very large farmers that we work with, and this is due to the logistics that we have and the policy that we have of privileging the channel in production animals. When it comes to concentrated feed, we sell these in stores and in large cooperatives. If we look at pigs and birds, we have the B2B, which is how we sell our products to farmers. At present, we have a great market access, the greatest perhaps, and every month we invoice to 4,500 people when it comes to production animals.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Luciana Carvalho from Bank of Brazil would like to pose a question.
Good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for taking my question. Still referring to production animals, you mentioned that at the end of September, you had 9 million reais in sales. Now, how much of this represents volume? How much of this is due to price? If you could break down this figure and tell us what will happen with October if this trend continues.
Thank you. Luciana, simply to clarify this, to make sure I understood the question correctly, what we mentioned was that the invoice sales that had not been recognized were higher by 9 million during the period, and all of this was delivered. In October, we believe that our invoicing will be somewhat lower. When it comes to prices, we have been suffering for some years with an increase in costs, and this happened last year because of the situation in China, and we are attempting to go and work with prices that are somewhat above inflation. This has been possible, and the main variations are probably due to volume.
Thank you. When it comes to the competitive environment, if you could remark on what you believe will happen going forward in the third quarter. There have been some changes. You have made changes in your portfolio to gain more strength. You have an Austrian group that is acquiring a laboratory in Minas Gerais. Which are your movements, and what is your outlook going forward?
Now, this question, of course, is always very pertinent. We know that the competitive environment in animal health in Latin America is extremely strong, as Latin America is the great supplier of protein worldwide. This grows and grows when we look forward and when we think about the proportional increases that we should have in the meat consumption in emerging countries. All of the large companies have settled in Brazil. We know that all of these companies together represent the large majority in the market. Because of this, Ourofino is the only local company that has been able to position itself and to compete on an equal footing with these large companies in the sector. We offer a full portfolio. We have a differentiated assistance to producers. We have a broader geographic coverage, extremely good processes, and much more. In this context, this competitiveness is extremely harsh, but we have been able to maintain a very strong position. As you mentioned, we do observe a segment with a great deal of business combinations. You mentioned a merger of Elanco and Bayer.
was representing $7 billion, placing Elanco as the second most important company worldwide. We're following up on this, and what we have is a strategic plan. This was mentioned at the beginning, and we understand that we do not have sufficient size to carry out a similar transaction, but of course, we can increase our innovation model, our open innovation model. We can seek additional partnerships. We can acquire companies and products. And this is an area that we are reinforcing through this new project so that we can continue on because of the positive points that we have in Latin America and ensure that we continue our enhancement process and make the most of the market opportunities. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Eugenio Cavalheiro from JP Morgan would like to pose a question. Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. In truth, I have two. The first refers to the biological products. They should be coming into the market in a year or two. And secondly, the margin for production animals. We observe an expressive drop in that margin. And what is it that we can expect going forward? Or will this margin continue to be contracting? Eugenia, thank you very much for your question. I would like to begin by the last question. Throughout the year, and last year at Orofino, our vision was that we would begin this year under greater pressure when it comes to the plant results. We know that we are running a new biological plant with a single product, which of course does have an impact, but we have always been very transparent as always. We had greater expectations for this year that did not materialize. And of course, this represented a lower volume of production and higher inventories. This led to a lower dilution of costs. Our secret here is quite obvious: to seek growth, to seek sustainable growth, growth that will be constant and above the market. But unfortunately, this year, this did not materialize up to the moment. And we are still attempting to better understand the market data that we have at hand. We have data only for the first semester showing that the production animal segment is not advancing as expected. And perhaps the producers are awaiting to see what will happen in Brazil. All the conditions are positive. We see that other companies are doing business. The market is positive, and the condition of the producers is positive. Unfortunately, the market continues to await to show a certain retraction, and all of this caused pressure on the plant due to the lower volumes and lower revenues. When it comes to the biological products, we do have a plan. It's a very complex plan. The plant is ready. The first product has been launched. We have other products under development as part of our pipeline for the year 2020. We don't expect to have too many products. These products are being prepared in a 4 to 5 year time frame as foreseen. Thank you. Thank you very much for your response. Antonio Barreto from Itaú BB, I would like to pose a question. Thank you for taking yet another question. I would like to ask a more direct question in terms of that more optimistic environment in terms of swine fever. I think that the prices of herds have reached historical levels. Can you still take advantage of this in the period of confinement? I think that the prices should increase quite a bit. Will you have sufficient time for this? And if you still have positive outlooks for the animal health market this year, or have, or do producers already have a ready stock to increase their productivity? If you could please comment on this. Now, this issue of the African swine fever is being followed up by everybody. What I would like to highlight here is the following. We do understand that we have a very good market, and we have always attempted not to become attached to any market condition. Even though we have been discussing this lately, we would like to remind you that the cost of veterinary medication is 1-3%. Now, we're in a market that has low technology, that will have to produce more proteins for the world. And what we understand in terms of the African swine fever is that it is the cherry of the cake, in the sense that we will be able to sell more pig herds to China. Well, the Chinese will continue to eat more protein. The other countries have supplied this demand, as you know, and Brazil is beginning to serve this wave just now, with the possibility of having a release for the sale of other meats to China. I don't think it will have an impact this year. We have very little time for this, but it could be the cherry of the cake for the coming 2 or 3 years. If we think about the protein market and the excellent level of cooperation that exists between the raw protein market and the animal health market, allow me to ask the question in a different way. Now, which is the relation between the animal health market and confinement? If confinement has a growth to 10-15%, will this have a positive influence in the animal health market? And another question regarding confinement, if there still is demand for confinement this year, I understand that you believe you will not be participating with this increase, that this could be passed on to the coming year. So if your sales are related to confinement, this is my question basically. I would like to compliment your question on confinement. Confinement is an activity, and there are very few products that are used during that period. We do have some anti-tick medication and others, but the impact will not be very great. Now, this is a trend that is merely beginning now, and this is a reflex that is beginning to appear in bovine cattle, in pig herds. There was a record in the month of October. There is a trend, but there are other factors, as we do not sell directly. We depend a great deal on distributors. Now, as we believe that this will begin happening in 2020, we are going to make the most of the sale of these veterinary products. Thank you very much. We would like to remind you that should you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, should anybody have an additional question, please press star 1. At this point, we would like to conclude our question and answer session. We return the floor to Mr. Massari for his closing remarks. I would like to take this opportunity to invite all of you for Orofino Day. This is the great market meeting that will be held on December 8th, Friday, in Villa Olimpia at 11 o'clock. And at this venue, we will present our strategic planning that has been done in partnership with the consulting company. We will continue to deliver value to our stockholders. Once again, should you have any questions, our IR team is at your entire disposal. Thank you very much and have a good afternoon. The third quarter 2019 conference call for Ourofino ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good afternoon.